right, we are now joined by Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, pole winner of the NASCAR for the NASCAR All-Star Race tomorrow. Kyle, obviously a different qualifying format than we're used to. What can you say about the effort of your pit crew and just how you were able to land that top spot for the All-Star Race tomorrow?
Yeah, anytime you're able to, you know, showcase the pit crew's ability and have them and their athleticism in this qualifying format, I enjoy that. I think that's my most favorite part of the year is, you know, coming to the All-Star Race, and whether it's been Charlotte and coming down pit road and sliding into the box and whatnot, but having those guys go over the wall certainly means a lot, especially the number 18 bunch that I've had a lot of success with over the years. It's obviously changed up a few times most recently, but you know, we've always been a threat to be reckoned with when it comes to getting on the pole for the All-Star Race, so it feels good to have that today.
Well, congratulations. We will now open up to questions from the media. If you have a question for Kyle, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We will start off with Bob Pockris.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. I'm curious, did you try the resin at all in practice, and if so, what you thought?
Yeah, I did. I was catching the two car and tried to go up high in three and four and get in it, and it wasn't ready. It didn't adhere to our car. So, you know, obviously it got cooler out than what it was yesterday, and that stuff typically takes temperature. I figured the heat in the tires would be enough, you know, to kind of activate it, but it takes some other cars running in it in order to get it built up to temperature. So just too cold. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I hope it comes in, but you know, we'll see.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. You threw me off earlier. I forgot to ask this question. Christopher Bell came in here earlier today and talked about the Christopher Bell micro sprint shootout that he's going to do here. He said he's talked to you about it and thinks that you might be interested in running in it. Your thoughts, and will that be something that you and Brexton both do?
Yeah, definitely. Christopher kind of picked my ear about it a little bit early on, and you know, so I was like, you couldn't have found a closer venue to do it at, you know, instead of hauling our stuff all the way from North Carolina. But there's a lot of Midwestern micro sprint racers that are up through the area here, through Arkansas, Oklahoma, especially where Christopher's from. So it made sense. We're going to be here, so we'll be coming. I'll have my car ready by then, and Brexton has his car. So I hope to be bringing both of us out here to go have some fun, go race, and see what happens.
Additional questions for Kyle? All right, Kyle, congratulations.
Thanks.
Good luck tomorrow.